Vav Amud Aleph. Game Vav Cheshbon, Mazel Tov to Moshe, is that what it is? It's Vav Kislev, huh? It's Vav, is that?
I won't be here to the Shom Zach, I'm sorry.
Bris?
No. My daughter arrived a week ago. What's
that? Today's Vav Kislev?
Bris.
Go to the Bris.
What do you mean?
That's what it is?
The verse is
well.
Everything goes well, Mitch.
I don't know, I just
made it.
Yeah, so verse,
I'll think. Good enough,
let's go. What's the Hebrew day? What's your daughter's birthday? What's the boy's birthday? What is it?
Vav, no? Is it Vav?
You don't want
this recording?
Yeah.
My daughter's birthday. That means my daughter's birthday today.
Okay. Valdek, same date.
A good trip.
Adam Muad Lailam. Zakta Gemara, Zakta Mishnah, Adam Muad La'ilam, a person's always Muad. Bein Shagig, Bein Mezid, say if he's a Shagig or Mezid, Bein Ar, if he's up, Bein Yashin, if he's sleeping. So you remember, if we spoke about this, that there's some Mishayim that say sleeping is dafka if it was deer, most Mishayim say, sleeping is dafka if it was deer when he went to sleep. But if it wasn't deer when he went to sleep, he's not, what's he supposed to do? If it was deer when he went to sleep and he saw it and he didn't, he figured he's not going to turn over in the middle of the night. And he's chayit.
So what's the chiddush?
While they're sleeping, he figured he never turns. He never turns while they're sleeping.
That's
the onus. Yeah, simas ein chavera. You blinded your friend's eye. What is that? It actually explains. Obviously, that's a filah b'shagig because b'mezid, that's pashut. B'shibah asak kelim, you broke the kelim. Mishalim nezuk shalom. Why did the Mishnah pick these two as examples? We'll see in the Gemara. So you have all cases a person's mechuyev. How about is a person mechuyev to pay when he's shikah?
Is that any worse than sleeping?
Is that any worse than sleeping?
You don't get shikah.
Don't is lav dafka raya. I mean,
Purim we say you potter, no?
Purim there is such a tzad that you potter. Not on everything. Right, there is such a, maybe it's tchilasa b'pshiyev v'sayfa b'aynas. Purim you have allowed to. But,
well, I just
doesn't
have
to.
You have
to right. Has to be right. It's a Purim, there's such a heta, like the same mechanical licht. We learned that you're allowed to leave it outside because it's a mitzvah. So Purim is also a mitzvah. As much as you don't want it to be a mitzvah, the mice of Purim is a mitzvah to drink. Right? That's right. That's what I'm saying. The same mechanical licht. If you leave it in Shusra'am and someone's hay gets burnt, you're potter because you have a mitzvah to do it. So too over here, it's a shus. But stam as a mil year, you can't say that you're shikah and you're pata. That's well, part of the Mishnah.
La'ilam sounds like every single case of La'ilam's
head. Yeah.
That's not, you know, if it's not miskat, then it's something for someone.
Oh, we're going to see. That's Gemara Gemara. Zag to Gemara Ketani, we learned in the Mishnah, Simas Ein Chaveira. You blinded your friend's eye. Dumya, the Shiba Sakem. Those are the two Mishalim. They're both similar. The what? Mahasam Nezek in. Abad Varam Lai. When you break someone's kalim, you don't pay tzai, ripa, shevas, bais, not shayach, so you don't pay it. So too over here, af simas, ein chaveiroi, if you make your friend's eye blind, nezek in abad vam loy, you mechayiv to pay nezek, but not, what does that mean? B'shaygig. If you did it b'shaygig, so you mechayiv, shaygig is only chayiv and nezek, and not tzai, ripa, shevas, bais. To be chayiv and tzai, ripa, shevas, bais, is only if you do it b'mezid, or karev the mezid, now she says, but if you weren't, any mazid, if it's a shagig, you potter. It has to be. That's what we said already right away in the Mishnah. What else is the Mishnah coming to say?
Shima.
We're coming to say chiddush. Shiba is a kelim, mishalim. Shima is saying chaveir, Shiba is a kelim. You pay. What's a chiddush?
So even if he lay down second.
Huh?
Why doesn't
say b'shagig?
The Mishnah said everything. Bein shagig, bein mazid.
Yes.
So now we're giving mishalim of shagig that you chayiv. Mezid, we don't need to give you mishalim, it's partially chayiv.
So this is even if he laid down second.
Right, we just want to, so this is just read out there, that you chayiv.
So this is even if he laid down second. This is
what do you mean laid down second?
If the guy that blinded the second guy lay down last, so he is, so he's not, he's part of from Abba's law.
I don't know what you mean lay down. Lay down where?
You said by Shiba Kalim, if the Kalim came afterwards, he's puzzled.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
it. Yeah, but over here, by Sima Sengo, he even if he laid down list,
okay.
He's puzzled from Abba Dvaro.
Zakti Ma'amanan Amili. How do you know that Nezek's Chayiv even B'Shagiv? We're going back to Shagiv. How do you know you take a chayav ben nezek? Maybe it should be potter. Amechizkiya v'chein tana debe chizkiya. He said it. I know it's brought down from him. Amakra debe chizkiya. Amakra petza tachas petzam l'chayve al hashegi kemezu al enes kiratzi. That says petza tachas petza is extra. Because it says already in the pasuk he didn't mumba amise kasher also like he did. Why does it say petza tachas petza? It's a chiddush to teach you that yichayev it's be mab another case yichayev and shagi kemeza and einus kiratz.
Why is only the petza tachas petza extra? Why not every
all of it's extra?
So there's the ma'an achayev on which we'll get the kviyat tachas kviyat all that. It's all extra and the ma'an learns a different mudim. At this point the ma'an learns out shagi kemeza and einus kiratz. In fact, the Gemara, no, we learn out something else. Hami bayel elitin tzav makim nezek. That says we know there's a payment of tzav. So you would think. Yeah.
This teaching is
down on
Shogi.
On
Shogi. Yeah.
No,
no. That you know from what's with
Kavos. Right. Exactly. So now, zok the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara that lechay you need this for tzav makid nezek. What does that mean? That means we know that there's a payment of nezek. We know there's a payment of tzav. But maybe it's only when there's tzav, when there's no nezek, that's when you pay tzav. But when you pay nezek, mechates you should pay for tzav. So that means one second. That means the marshal that let's say there was a case of there wasn't a case of nezek. The eved didn't go down in value, whatever. The person didn't go down in value because of this nezek. But tzar he had. So therefore you would think that over there, that's when you pay tzar. Because you're not paying nezek. But when you're paying nezek, what do you pay nezek for? What does nezek mean? To maximum value. So that's part of tzar also. So therefore you would think that you don't pay tzar. You don't pay bezunder zach from tzar. He went down in value. And tzar is included in that. So kamash b'lom petza tachas petza. The Gemara learns out in Achayvel that you pay tzah even when you pay nezek, you pay tzah. So in K, so that's why I need this pasuk of petza tachas petza. Like the mom, K, lay mekro, petza, bit petza. My petza, tachas petza. What's it say, tachas petza? Shema minotati. You see that you need both. So because a person, the mice were coming out, that a person is chayiv in everything.
Where's let's the mekro for nezek tzah b'shev is boshes? Where's the mekro?
The psukim.
So then why do we need to have a pasuk? So,
no, because you would think that it's only the psukim hamachayev you.
But you always have a case you have nezek. How do you not have nezek?
So we have a case of not nezek, but it didn't go down in value. Rashi says kavu b'shpid al tziparna, b'shpid al tziparna. You put like a hot metal or whatever it is on his nail. Well, it doesn't go down in value. It's going to grow back or whatever it is.
The back is already full of stripes because he got markers from his previous Gaisha master. So what's the case?
Any case that you can have a case of nezek. So any case you have time. So the shayla came to Bayashiv was, let's say someone put his glasses on the chair, and you went ahead and besmedish, and you sat down without looking.
So
I'm from Mulayim. So I'm from Mulayim. So you should be chayiv.
It's regular nezik,
not tzad. I'm saying regular nezik, the chayiv should be chayiv. So the shayla was, but if yen is allowed to, like we saw the same way we saw such masagim, that's a shusur abim. It's a shusur abim to walk your animal, but not to keep your fruit. That's what you put on shame, let's say. Right? Even though you maybe don't bring your animal there, so we say, no, not like that. I found you're allowed to bring your animal, you're allowed to bring your fruit, but the mice gets eaten, you put. So the shah, so Yasha was clear that maybe over here, maybe by nezek, even though other mu'ud la'ilam, but that's only klape this chayvus, and when you're mechuyif to watch yourself. But if over here you're not mechuyif to look, every time you look at your put it on a chair, you're not allowed to put. Okay, Yen doesn't have a right to put his glasses there. That's not a place for glasses. So therefore, maybe you pop it. That was the shayla. That was the shayla. That was a Biyash's clan.
Yeah, but the Maskan is his chayv.
How do you know you said that?
Because of double parsing.
Yeah, but maybe he was mechalas that you take a pata.
Maybe because there's a safe on the chair, there's a lot of them.
You always look before you sit on the chair? Yeah.
No. But I would imagine you have shia. If you back up without looking around, let's say there's a fire hydrant, you still have shia. You should look where you want. Maybe some water.
That's a big shia. That's a very big shia. The game much more to yeshiva parking. If you back into someone, right, before someone, that's your puffer. Yeah.
What?
If someone backs in an illegal spot, but not just I'm illegal, I don't mean if I, I mean, that he doesn't belong behind you.
He doesn't leave you room to pull out. He makes it so narrow and hard, you can't pull out.
Let's say you're
talking
about
no, it's
full
low parking
and
you park there.
But it's not so much. You're saying, go look. I mean, we, especially today, you have a backup camera. What's it called? He said, look, right? Why aren't you looking? You're ahead, you're trying to knock the guy. Again, you're not, he's not going to let it do it, like a tchila. Shaz, if he did it, you're part of it. So, before Shem holds, to do it from that, before Shem holds, you're part of it. Because, you know, that guy's not allowed to do it. He's a man of Shazam. So true, but Yashav held, you're not mochiv to pay for the glasses because he's not, that's not the place for glasses.
He
had a stone on his lap. He didn't know. What do you mean? How could that be? He doesn't know he has a stone on his lap. He was sleeping. Yeah. And then he stood up and it fell. And it did hazik. It did damage. The rack fell on something, we'll see. And the damage. So, Indian is zaken chayiv. The guy in the zaken, you chayiv. Why? Because the chayiv shaking can maze it. And it's kriyotzen. I don't care. You knew. You didn't know. You're shaking. You're chayiv. The Indian abed varm. Abed varm is pata b'shag. Like we said, only nezik is chayiv b'shagging. Others are pata. Other things are pata. So you'll be pata. The Indian Shabbos. You also pata. Why? Melachas machshavas. I'll tell you. It's melachas machshavas. What does it mean melachas machshavas? Because shaking is only when you knew. You were doing something, you didn't know today was Shabbos, you thought it was Sunday, or you didn't know this is Malach HaSura. So good, that's a shaykh. He didn't know about anything. So Malach HaSura is part. Back to Kibayga. Oh, let's say through that you did a Malach. Like what? You turned on a light with that. I don't know. Okay, it's anything. The rack fell on something, cut. Anytime Malach you
fell off in 4 hours.
That's a little funny. Yeah, funny, any type of case. Yeah. So Reb Kveiga has the lechayy. This is a regular misasik. Why do I need like melechas machshavas as a teir? This is a misasik.
That's
taisus,
no?
No, Reb Kveiga is trying to come with a different cheshbon.
Why is
the
taisus?
What? No, it's in the kedusha. It could be right in shuvat taisus, but it's in the kedusha. Yeah. So that's Kvega's kasha. So you have to know a lot more for Shabbos to know what Misasik is, to know if maybe Hagufa this is Misasik and all the Chenim are tumult on this kasha. Yeah. Rakapanim, so the Gemara tells you Pashtub Tur. We know by Shabbos in Melech's Machshavas. That means this doesn't go into Shagig B'chal. This is a Tur of Melech's
Machshavas. So let's say he made Hotzal on this rack, so it's not Melech's Machshavas.
Yeah, that's what you put it. That's what we said, anything. Yeah. The Indian Galus, you put it. Over here, what happened? You part the why? Because it has to be a shagig again. Over here, it's not even a shagig. It's a lot less than that. You have to have a idea, something, some known about it. You don't know about anything. Le'inyan eved. Yeah, we have. The Rashi brings down. Maka nefesh bishgaga. It's not called a shagig.
This is called derech ali anyway. Le'inyan. There's not mechal between derech ali and derech ali either. So you part the either way?
Yeah. Not a shagig. You didn't know about it. You have to have a yediyah to have a shagig. There's no yediyah at all of it. L'inyan eved, l'gabe eved, if through that you ended up breaking your eved's tooth, or you're knocking out his eye, pluk the b'shirim gamliel v'rabbana. It's a machlek the b'shirim gamliel v'rabbana. The Tanya, hareisha y'rabba y'rofe. Your master was a doctor. So this guy did a good shtick. He tells him, okay, go fix my eye. I'm like, k'chayil einat. Do some surgery on my eye. Vesima, and he knew that he was going to become blind from it.
He put on the eye.
He didn't know. He put on the eye. But his matter was to be a doctor. He was trying to heal him. And he went, and Lamai says, he became blind. He told him, dig around my tooth. I have a cavity. And he ended up, boom, knocking out his tooth. He made a laughter at his master, and he goes out free. Because at the end of the day, Lamai says he knocked out his tooth. Lamai says he blinded him. Shem Gamliel says not. The pasuk says, Beshichasa. So what do we say from there? Actually, he meant to destroy him, to hurt him, to take it out, to be Meshachasa. Mashaikin over here, that wasn't his matar. His matar was to be a doctor.
Depends on how you learn. What happens, the guy has gangrene on his leg, and he cuts off his leg. So, depends how you attack Meshachasa. If you're saying he did it deliberately, the master over here did it deliberately, he took it off. If you say it has to be mechavin for something bad, and over here it's mechavin for something bad, it won't go out. It depends on your type of shachsa.
Okay. Fine. So we have over here machlekes. So we're saying it's machlekes of Shimon Gamliel Rabbanon legabe Eved. It means over here, there was no kavana bechlal, like we're saying. The stone just fell off, he didn't know about it, there's no idea. So light of Shimon Gamliel, you have to be mechavin l'shachasa. So here you weren't mechavin for it. You don't need to be mechavin l'shachas. It calls man. It happened. See you chayim. Oh, very good. So Shach brings out from here that legabe nezakin over here zichah didn't have it. You didn't have it. That means in order to go free. In order to go free, zichah don't need a ma'aser nezak because over here you didn't have a ma'aser nezak. You had no intention to be ma'aser. The shaila is right, but more than that. My intentions were to be merape. So Reb Shach says that our kochach, the Tanakama holds, Rabbanon hold, that the tour, the reason why he goes out free is because the metzias is that he doesn't have a tooth. Through you. It means it's not a nezek to get in.
Let's say he'd be deathly ill and you're trying to save him. You have a mitzvah to help him.
Same achlekes.
Right, it would still apply, regardless.
Yeah.
No, I'm not sure.
And even though, if I can, even though through that I saved him, right? Through that attack I saved him.
Being that now he doesn't have a tooth.
Being that now he doesn't have a tooth, that's the Rabbanan Shita. That's Rav Shach Pishtei, the Rabbanan Shita. Rav Shach is the Metzias, there's no tooth. Not, no Nezek, no this. Over here, I have no Kavan of Nezek.
How could that be the case? Because
it doesn't matter. That's what he said, Legabe Shein Avda, that's not considered a Nezek. I went Lahedya to be Merapahim, that's not a Nezek. I will let it to be a doctor. No. When you go to a doctor, he's being mazik you bonus?
Yeah.
Don't tell that to them.
In this case, he gets malpractice, right? That's not over here, the case is he did it wrong. He did it wrong. He was supposed to fix the tooth, not take it out. Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
So his kavanah was not the hazard. His kavanah was the hazard.
He said, fix my cavity.
I'm not understanding. We know what the kavanah is. We said that before. We always started off.
Again, it's true. But the vart is over here. For Pila Avda, am I chayiv? Do I need kavanah l'mazik? Or yichayiv without hazik? The fact that l'mazik's tooth went out, yichayiv. So that's this case. And yichayiv.
Why can't it be a little bit of a pshia?
Where do you say anything about a pshia?
He tried correcting his tooth and he knocked it out.
But agufa could be. But what's he trying to do? He's trying not to make nezek. He's trying lahedya. That means he's not a
chiddush of Adam Mulan. The ma'isa.
No, it's not a muad. This is a whole different case. He were not going into.
I understand. It's not a zikah. Right, he gets out.
Right?
But there's a certain concept that a person, no matter what he does, is rechayv for what he did. He's responsible for his actions.
He's 100%. He's 100% achray, but that doesn't make it a mazik.
That's not called nezek.
It doesn't have anything associated with ever going out.
Okay, so this case was the extreme. Now what happened? You never knew there was a rack on you, and you did all this hezek, and that's what we're going through everything. Now, the next case is Hikiba, you did know that you had a rack on you, and then the shaka you forgot, and V'amad V'nafla, and now you stood up, and it fell, and it did all these things. So now, L'indin Nizakin, like we said for sure, before Yichayev, Koshkin over here, Adam Ud Laila, Yichayev. Why?
Not
made. You're a regular shaggy. L'indian galus? Chayiv. Galus Ichayev, Dama Kabe Shkaga. Mechlal, the Havala Yediyah. You had a Yediyah, Va Havala Yediyah. Here you had a Yediyah. You knew about it. You forgot, then you forgot. So Yichayev. Le'inyan Shabbos Patam. Le'inyan Shabbos Yipata. Why? Because even though the Gabi Galus, he considered a Shagig, and Shagig Yichayev and Shabbos. But over here, you need Melechus Machshavos. You had Kavanah to do Melacha. That, what does that mean? Today you thought it was Sunday. You had Kavanah to do Melacha, but you thought it was Sunday. Mashenkin over here, you didn't think it was Sunday Mechlal. You weren't Mechav Mechlal. So therefore, you're Pata.
So he's
not even Chayav Machshavos.
So Pata means from Karban.
Yeah. Is that Melechus Machshavos? Melechus Machshavos being on. You didn't have any intentions to do Melacha. It's not like you thought you were doing a malacha on Sunday. You had no intention to do a malacha. It's not like you thought that you weren't doing a malacha. What do you know? Le'inyan Eved, Le'gabe Eved, Pluktev Shimon Gamliel Ve'abonon. What's Eved? What's Pluktev Shimon Gamliel Ve'abonon? That we have, Le'gabe Eved, like we just said earlier, that you have to have in mind the Shichasa, or if you don't have in mind the Shichasa, you'll be Chayiv. That's the Machlokes of Rabbanon and Shimon Gamliel, be Chayiv or not. You intended to throw two, and it went four. So two amis, and it went four. So the Indian Shabbos yipata because Melech Machshavos bina. So now again. So now we're on our third case. We had the rather one case that you didn't know there was a rak bechalal. The second case was you knew that there's a rak and then you forgot about it. Now the third case is.
Why does Gullus make a difference? Because you had a
Yediyah? Yeah.
Why does that make a difference?
That's called Shagig. Remember Gullus, it's called Shagig. Shagig, the whole Heta was that he had no Yediyah. Makarash Gullus, he had no Yediyah. He had a Yediyah. Nischavim Lizek Shtayim, he had in mind to throw two Amez Vizak Abba. So now, that's the third case. So you had a mind to do the Malacha, but not complete. So Le'inyan Azak and Michayev, like we said earlier, no, regular Shagig. Le'inyan Dalid. Dvarim Pata. The Gabi Dvarim is Pata. Why? Because we said before, Shagi, you Pata. The Indian Shabbos, Melechus Machshavos Bina. The Gabi Shabbos, you need Melechus Machshavos. Here, I never intended to throw four to hurt someone. I never did it. It's not a Melacha. It's not the Gabi Shabbos. You need to intend to do the Melacha. The Indian Galus, the Gabi Galus, Ashalait Sida Amirachmana, Prat. So it says, Ashalay Tzida. It came in ambush. So what are you? So first chat in Rashi says, Yechayiv in Galus. It's not called a mezid. Right? Because here the pshat is that you weren't planning on throwing a dalit. And you ended up throwing a dalit, so therefore, that's not considered a mezid. And Yechayiv in Galus. Rashi's second chat says that, no, you put in Galus. Okay. So that's why you'll be chayiv. That's a regular case of shagig.
Isn't this for the reason to make it easy to make up Torah? Isn't there more mistaber?
Why?
Because you didn't hashaloi tzada. You didn't actually ambush him. It was less of a.
But this was a negligent.
This is
homicide.
It's much different. Here you did actually the act over there shagig. You weren't planning. You didn't see the person b'chal. There's no chavez. But over here you
the mice did that.
Yeah, the mice did that.
That's the stuff in Rashi. Has a whole big arifus. Yeah. When to be part of the Chayiv according to Rashi.
Yeah. So, yeah. The Ashlei Tzida Amachmana. Yeah. Pe'at le'nischav le'nishtav le'zarkam. Le'inyan Eved. Pluk to the Abshim and Gamliel ve'abana. The same machlekes that we're discussing till now will be, because over here, Vaiti, you weren't mechavin to be mashkes. So therefore, it'll be machlekes of Abshim and Gamliel ve'abana. Next case. Another, fourth case. Nischavin Lizek Abba v'zarek Shmaina. You had in mind to throw it four amis, and you ended up throwing eight amis. So le'inyan nizakin yichayiv, like we said earlier the whole time, shagig yichayiv l'gabi hezek. Le'inyan da'al dvarim pata, you're shagig yipata. Le'inyan Shabbos, so here we have a difference. Ba'ayme kol makayim shateitze tanuach. If you ended up saying the anki wherever it lands, it's good, and then you'll be chayiv. Eloi. No, if you wanted a dafka to land in four and then end up in eight, it's over there you put.
Before you're
what?
I thought the problem was before two and four.
You want to go with that place.
Yeah? I'll go for, what do you mean?
No, he wanted it to rest in that place.
I wanted it there. My Amnocha, I had you wanted over there, and it went someplace else.
I wanted to do Malach Malcheves.
No. But I didn't want this Malacha. I had you didn't want this Malacha.
He wanted the land somewhere else.
You wanted four.
Four is not what's four for anything. I wanted it to go. I wanted the anocha. I need a kiran anocha. I wanted the anocha to be on that rack, on that bark.
And then the ended up over here. Away, and I wound up a different place.
But I wanted the anocha 4 hours away.
Yeah, I wanted a malacha.
No. You wanted it on that rack, not for just any place.
I need a kiran anocha. I can't have a kiran. I have to have kavanah to the anocha. Right over here, my anocha was to complete, not my das.
I have kavanah for anocha. That's also right.
That doesn't matter. I have complete
Tanakh.
No.
I wanted to do Malachas Shabbos.
I don't care, but my Malachas Shabbos is dependent on my Anacha. And this is not this is not part of my Anacha.
What is this? What is that? What kind of tour is that?
It's not Malachas Shabbos.
It's a special tour on Shabbos.
It's much more. It's much even better than Misasik. It's way better. Yeah, because I had you wanted it over there. My intentions where I threw it, I thought it was going to go here. It's a little funny how someone mamash could double his. It's another four arms, whatever. But akapanim, that's the mitzvah.
It went 4 and 1 arm. It had to go for 8. It has to double. Or it has to go.
No, it doesn't have to. But normally, you can't. Laved after you went to school to whatever to be exact aim. This is such a difference.
It's not a picture.
If it's 4.1 arm, unless it landed on the wrong place.
No. But the other shot is. No, but then you'll be chayiv. Because you can't say that you have such good aim. Here, 4 to 8. 4 to 8 is such a big difference. It's double what you thought. So over there, the Gemara is telling you. Yeah.
If you're a professional basketball player,
then maybe I'm saying maybe. Yeah. So Akapanim, so we're saying that Shabbos, it depends if you said, Kamakash Vitesa Tanuach, and wherever it's going to go. It landed in Yichayev, if not, you put. Leinian Galus.
Yeah, but there's another shot here that he thought the rock that he wants to throw at is 4 amos away, and turns out it's 8 amos away. So even if it landed where he wanted it to, he only wanted to throw 4 amos. He thought the rock was 4 amos away, and he threw it 8 amos. It couldn't be put to work.
Okay. Leinian Galus. It says, "Ashalay tzida, pratlin is chayv, and lizakayv is zog shmain." The same thing like we said earlier, either yechayv to two pshatim in Rashi. Leinian have it plucked the b'shem v'gamliel v'rabbanon. So we said 4 different cases, adding, going up more and more to more kavan. Zod ma'avaiter, v'amar rabba, zoya kli me'yosh agag. If someone takes your kli, Reuven takes Shimon kli and throws it down from the roof. Ubach of a shavrei. Someone came and knocked it out of the makel with a stick while it's falling down from the roof. He knocked it down. We had this ready earlier. Pata. My time, Amana Tvira Tava. You broke a broken kli. Once he dropped it from the roof, you are Pata. Well, it was already considered a broken kli. Saifali Shave. So merely you're Pata. The second guy's Pata.
I just want to go before. We only said if you were in a sky, you go 4 and 8. Whatever you want to go 8 and 1 4. Would that make a difference?
Yeah, same thing.
But that
over there it could be, this is machleik, some say over there that in 4 is Michal 8.
Right.
Pashtas should be better. Vam Rabba. Zara Kli Meyosh Agag. If the owner of a Kli throws down his own Kli from the roof, Vahya Tachtav Kar Meksasis. And.
Rashi doesn't say here it's his own Kli. Rashi's on the first case says it's his own Kli. Here he doesn't say
it. Yeah. So now, and it was. It was convex sauces. It was convex sauces over there. So now the shaila is: should you be chayiv or not? Because when I threw it, it wasn't my own kli, or it could be a third case, whatever it is. So now when I threw it, it wasn't going to break. So now since it wasn't going to break, so now bo achav silka. Someone else came and pulled out the mattresses.
Or he
called them.
He himself did it.
The Gemara says, "I called them a silka. I called them a silka. He himself pulled it out." You pot him. Now, either he's a very fast runner, he can go ahead and pull it out.
He threw it high up, like he threw it straight up, and it came down.
Yeah, electric, he pulls it out.
Well, it's pushing. He threw it straight up, and the stuff is right next to you, and it's taken away.
Yeah.
Then you have to move.
So now, Zakhtimar, my timer. What's the reason? Be'idna d'shadye psuke mifsigire. When you threw it, right? When I threw it, there's no reason why I should be chayiv. I'm throwing that on your kli. So I threw it on cushion. So what's the big deal? There shouldn't be a reason why to be chayiv. You yourself pulled it out. So you should be chayiv as that. I understand when someone else does it for you, potter. But you yourself pulled it out.
That's all good. That's a nice
grammar.
It's a grammar. Grammar is Zaken's potter. That's a major loophole.
Yeah, but the problem is if it was a garmi, because it's short to break, that's machlokes of his chayiv.
Yeah.
Over here,
it's
just called
grammar
or
gami. Yeah. So the Ma'aser says that it's grammar, and that's why you're pata. Now, and then the Taisus comes with gami, and Taisus is the rabbi. So the shayla is if you can compare all cases there. Let's say someone goes ahead and sits down, and you move the chair, right?
But if you move
yourself, what?
If you move yourself,
as
almost like. Move yourself and fall and break something.
He's a
garden.
At best, he's a
garden. So the shadows
of why should we chayev? He's a
garden. Garden
the pata.
What do you mean? Here, I didn't.
The guy sitting down, even if he's a garden, he's a machoitis if he's chayev.
Right.
And over here, it's a garden. You don't know. He could catch himself. When a guy feels he's falling, he can catch himself and not fall.
Yes, yeah, so that's why. There's a big shadow if it's similar to this case or not. If you ever do it to your rabbi, you have to pay for it.
You're
going to
pay
for
it one way or the other if you do it to your
Yeah, so anyways, so that's where they shtelt to this Gemara for such a case to know if you're chayiv or not. Yeah, okay. What?
Well,
we've been
passing
Basim Yikar,
so then
that's
what it means. So that.
No, this is much different, because over here,
Vishas Maisa,
there was no
Basim Yikar.
So it was there the whole time. So
right, yeah. So even if you took them away, you'd go Basim Yikar when it wasn't
there. No, Basim Yikar. Here the Vat is, over there Basim Yikar means that it's a broken clay. Here it wasn't. Even Basim Yikar. My Maisa was done. The Shaila is the second guy that pulled it out. We're handling the first guy. How about the second guy? The Maaseh, he pulled it out. Why isn't he Chayiv?
It's a
regular grammar. So you have to remember, if you remember the case of Shabbos, if you went ahead and picked up the
first case
that
he said.
That's Gami. That's
the same thing when he's Tav Tira Tavar.
That's the Maaseh. That's what we said. Tav Manas. So the Maaseh. Someone throws down a child from the rooftop. He says, come, I'm going to catch you. And he has a sword right in his hand, and the kid goes right into the sword. So he kills him. So, if 10 people smack the person, with 10 sticks, kulam turim. You all pata. We had this earlier. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mizach hazeh achen chayiv neshakiv misasai." So too over here, he was mekayiv his misa. He chapped him by a sword. He was gonna die, but since he was mekayiv, he's chayiv. It's the machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Rabban, let the Rabban on your pata."
Why is it the same thing? Here it's certain death. There it's not.
But it's also certain.
Why? There's only 9 people hit him. Maybe the 10th one is but get bored of the misa.
No, we understand that over there was gonna die.
Regardless,
it was gonna take a little more time. Checking over here, it's the soto over here, it'll be the same.
He also just says that, not then.
No, over here's another story. Even if the first one the first one hit him hard enough, he'll still kill him.
Right.
But he could say, but on my side didn't kill him. The last guy killed him.
Yeah, but we said he's about to talk.